nobody wants to hear what's wrong. They want to hear what's right. And so try to keep that attitude when you go into an account. Oh, you got this all running the wrong way. Man, I think back in my career, I'm going out there looking, oh, you're using all that crap, you know, stuff like that. I mean, God almighty, it's no wonder I got in trouble in accounts and that sort of thing. It's more about, let me go in, let me see what you're doing. How did they get this screwed up? Who are the guys that got it screwed up? Because if you go in and attack an area that's screwed up, the people that got it screwed up are going to feel like they're being threatened. Like in the ADP program, I wrote a case. And in the case, I got this real hard left brain guy who brought in all Kennametal drills. Now, I don't know the state of Kennametal drills today, but all throughout my career, the Kennametal drills were the worst drill that money could buy. Carboy, Seco, we had the better drills. Everybody had better drills than Kennametal. And this whole factory had all these Kennametal drills in it. And they were, you know, they weren't repairing them. They were buying new ones, and they were spending X amount of money. And the guy that put them in was the key guy in the account. So when they do the ADP class, the people come in and say, oh, the first thing we want to do is we're going to replace the Kennametal drills. Perfect. What's that going to do? What's that going to do, Brian? You're going to go in and replace the Kennametal drills. Huh? That's going to piss off the key guy in the account.
Right off the bat.
Now you got a guy in there that's going to want to kill you. He's not going to be passive. He's going to actively try to make you fail. So you got to recognize when you go into account, who are the people in here that can hurt me? And who are the people that can help me? And then look at those people and say, geez, we got to try to neutralize this guy. Maybe a distributor's got a good relationship with this person. And like I said, no matter how you look, you can come off to customers as being a fundamentally good person that they would be attracted to. Doesn't matter. It's how you handle yourself with the customers. So, and I'm going to be, we're talking about some of the things you can do. Using the word yes, there's been studies done where they hook people up and they say the word no. And they just watch what happens to your, you know, your the stuff in your head and all that kind of, cerebral imaging equipment. The word no, just saying no, creates a lot of hostility and animosity in people in general. The word yes, on the other hand, creates a lot of positive feelings and so on. So in your presentations, you could use the word yes. A customer says, well, we've had a pretty good year. Yes, you know, or, I mean, you got to work the word yes into your presentations. It's a good word to use. And avoid the word no. No matter what a customer asks you to do, you never have to say no. Customer says, you shipped all these drills in here, and it's the wrong ones, they don't work, and all this kind of stuff. I want them out of here right now. Okay, well, let's sit down. Let me try to understand this better. I haven't said no, you know. I'm just saying, let me try to understand this. And get alongside the customer. Hey, we got a problem. And then you start to tell them, here's the issue. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that this company can't fix if it decides they're going to fix it. There's absolutely no doubt. If Kurt Norland says, we're giving this company $100,000 worth of milling cutters, bang, you can have $100,000 worth of milling cutters. There's nothing that is no. Now, does it make sense to do that when our job is to produce profits? Maybe not. So we never want to tell a customer no to anything. We're just, let me make sure I understand it. Like, let me make sure what you want. Now, what do we need to do? Let me understand where you are, and then let me see what I can do. You know, and then you can always come back to the customer and tell them, this, Joe, this is what we can do. And I've never said no to the customer, ever. It's all this we can do. This guy, Ken, when I came here last night, all these tables were down where that table is. The whole thing was set. They had this thing set right in the middle of this whole thing. And I'm saying, oh, no, this is not good, because then when you come in this door, it doesn't look right and all this kind of stuff. So this guy, Ken, he's that huge guy who's the catering and massive guy. I'm figuring the guy's going to stroke out on me right here. And I say, we got to move the tables. He goes, no problem. We can do it. So we moved everything. Or you can say, and I one time I gave a presentation. I just got, this room was 250 feet long by 50 feet wide. So I made a layout of the hotel, which I did here too. It's a layout, well, everything dimensioned. Screen's going to be over here. I got there at noon. The program started at 1. There were 300 people coming. And the whole thing was PowerPoint. I had my screen, this one right here. I had this in the middle. And that when they set the place, they set this place with the tables and chairs filling the whole 250 feet. And I'm in the middle. So you got all these people down here, they couldn't see the slide, they couldn't see the screen if they moved 10 feet this way. And I had made them a layout. We're going to have, you know, the seating is going to set up like this so it was an angle so everybody could view the thing. And so here we are at 12 o'clock when I got there, and people are coming in, and I say to the guy, we got to move every seat in this place. I'd say that to the guy, like Ken, we got to move everything. He goes, what? We can't move anything? Are you crazy? We can't move anything. I said, Ken, it was Ken, somebody. I said, you got to relax. I said, you got to get all your people together, and we'll get our people together, and we're going to move every single chair. We don't want to waste one bit of energy on why we can't do it, because we're going to do it. And he said, okay. So if you start off with the no attitude, you're going to be in trouble. So we moved all the tables, and they had all this kind of stuff around them and things like that. We moved everything back so it was at an angle. So when we got the program started at 1, and we were still setting up,